This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. California is facing very large federal penalties for failing to reduce its welfare rolls. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger had hoped to satisfy the federal government and save millions of dollars by eliminating welfare for children whose parents are not working. But as NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco, lawmakers wouldn't go along.
The choice boils down to the lesser of two evils. Here's California Finance Director H.D. Palmer.
If we don't make some changes to our system, the state's budget and local government's budget stand to lose hundreds of millions of dollars in the coming years.
But Diana Spatz, a former welfare mom turned advocate, says there's got to be a better way than targeting the state's poorest children.
It's the usual suspects picking easy targets to balance the state budget. Women who they'll probably portray as lazy and not trying to help themselves.
Caught in the middle, California mothers who've reached their lifetime five-year limit for benefits, women who Spatz says are fighting unbelievable odds to provide for their kids. In her cramped apartment in Berkeley, Vivian Hain is making breakfast for her three daughters. They're home from school with colds.
Come on, Yanina. God. So you could hear this cough. It's really bad.
Hain was married for 7 years before her husband ran off, leaving her pregnant and with few job skills. Hain and her toddler wound up on welfare. She took three different welfare-to-work jobs, but could never get ahead.
One job was $10 an hour, and the other two jobs were $7 an hour. And I remained homeless throughout all three jobs because I never made enough money to even qualify on rental applications, my income to get housing. There was no way.
Hain says she realized she'd never pull herself out of poverty unless she went back to school and got some job skills. Now, with help from the state, she's only months away from earning a degree. But under the governor's proposal, Hain would have to quit school to take another low-wage welfare job. It may seem harsh, but some welfare experts say Schwarzenegger is just catching up with the rest of the nation.
California's out of step. It's not as if what the governor's suggesting is unusual.
Lawrence Mead, a welfare expert at New York University, says California lags behind many other states which have already toughened work requirements. Although the education route may seem like a logical step to lift a family out of poverty, Mead points to studies that show it just doesn't work.
Most people who go to school don't, in fact, go to work later. They simply remain on welfare. And, in fact, most people who start educational programs as part of a welfare reform activity, they don't complete the programs.
Mead admits that some people do complete the program, and those people do benefit, but he says that brings up another issue. Welfare is not supposed to be a college scholarship for people with dead-end jobs. Ron Haskins is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington. He's a firm believer in getting welfare mothers to work, so I asked him about Vivian Hain. He said in cases like hers, he'd make an exception.
We're not talking about 30, 40, 50% of caseload. We're talking about a very small percentage of the typical welfare caseload where mothers can profit from going to junior college.
Haskins says there is some wiggle room in federal law for a solution that benefits everyone.
It would be to your advantage as welfare director and also to the entire state that if this mother can complete enough education and get a job for $15 or $20 an hour with some benefits, you're never going to see her again. If I were the welfare director, I would bend over backwards to try to figure out how to do this.
Having said that, Haskins concedes the federal law is tougher than it was before, and California will have to choose. Vivian Hain hopes she won't be forced back into a welfare job that could land her and her kids back out on the streets. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.